Workers in Washington and several states, including Wisconsin, Indiana, Florida, and Tennessee, are holding rallies today to show their support for public employee unions. The rallies are organized by the progressive group U.S. Action and are meant to mark today's anniversary of the assassination of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., who was in Memphis in support of striking sanitation workers when he was shot and killed. Wisconsin and Ohio have passed laws sharply limiting collective bargaining rights for state employees, and there are at least 744 bills in state legislatures also targeting public sector unions. It's a story that's been subsumed by international news. We're going to have all of that for you at the half hour, but we want to spend a few minutes today with Stephen Greenhouse, labor and workplace reporter for the New York Times, also author of The Big Squeeze, Tough Times for the American Worker. He joins us now. Stephen, welcome as always.
Hi, Robin. Nice to be here.
And give us the thumbnail. Wisconsin's law passed, but it's being held up by a judge. She wants to look into whether the vote itself was illegal. Ohio passed a law last week. Both laws severely limit public employees' abilities to bargain collectively, prohibit any bargaining over health coverage, pensions. Briefly, what else does each one do?
The bills in Wisconsin and Ohio also make it easier for state workers who are represented by unions to stop paying any union dues, and that will certainly help weaken the treasuries of the unions and limit their campaign war chest in upcoming elections.
That's right. The workers who are not in the union pay the dues because they're part of the collective bargaining. So they're paying for the bargaining, but these laws would ban that. Tell us more.
And in Wisconsin, there's this unusual provision that, for each public sector union in the state, each teachers union in each community, each, union representing prison guards, they'd have to have an election each year to determine whether majority of workers still want to have a union. And since the unions will really be constrained about how much they could do representing workers, they can only negotiate over wages, they can't negotiate over health benefits or safety or pensions, I think a lot of workers might say, hey, do we even need a union anymore? And especially because the Wisconsin law will only limit them to negotiating raises up to the level of the consumer price index, not above, generally.
Well, there's more, the details of what these bills address. But overall, you say the Ohio law is much tougher because it includes police and firefighters. Governor Scott Walker in Wisconsin excluded those unions from his bill. Some speculated that was a political move. They'd supported him. But in Ohio, they included them.
Yeah, so Governor Kasich in Ohio was really bashed by the unions during the fall election. He is a Republican, like many Republicans, has no great love for public sector unions. So he saw no reason not to also take away collective bargaining rights from cops and firefighters. In Wisconsin, Governor Scott Walker was endorsed by the Milwaukee police and firefighters, and some people say that they scratched his back and then he scratched their back by excluding them from his bill, taking away collective bargaining rights for most public sector unions.
So overall, how is this going? Both of the laws, but especially the Wisconsin law, have attracted passionate protest, as we've been saying. But they have been off the news radar because of all the international news, Japan, Libya. And the Republican governors behind the bills, we mentioned Scott Walker and John Kasich in Ohio, were hoping to ride a Tea Party-backed budget-cutting fervor when they began this process. So who is winning in the public opinion battle?
As you know, Robin, a month or two ago, when Madison was having these humongous rallies every day, it was huge news in the nation. Then, the bill was passed in Wisconsin. It's been held up by a judge's order. And, then it's kind of disappeared with the tsunami in Japan and what's happening in Libya. But, today, labor unions, civil rights groups, including the NAACP, environmental groups, including the Sierra Club, are sponsoring, they say, 1,000 rallies in every single state in the nation to really tell, Republicans, to tell Scott Walker, Wisconsin, to tell John Kasich of Ohio that, millions of Americans support collective bargaining, millions of Americans see collective bargaining as an important way to help keep people in the middle class, to help keep people from falling out of the middle class. Now, people like, some Republicans are saying the fact that the union is lost in Wisconsin and Ohio shows that they're on the defensive, that they're on the run. But the unions say, wait a second, public opinion polls show that the majority of Americans support the unions in this battle, and they say, look at these huge rallies that are going to be going on in the nation today, Monday. They say that shows we have huge public support.
Well, there's other signs of support. Despite the law in Wisconsin, the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point faculty just voted overwhelmingly for representation by a union. They're the fourth UW campus to do this since Scott Walker's plan was introduced. So they seem to be standing up to that. But then there's Republican strategist Karl Rove's take. He wrote an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal on March 24th. Now, he quoted a March 11th Gallup poll that showed people more negative than positive about unions. He also said unions are coming out looking weaker and thuggish in this battle. But as you said, the latest Gallup poll shows, you know, public opinion is somewhat the opposite, that it's actually jumped in favor of unions. What do you think's going on there?
I think, you know, Karl Rove is a brilliant political strategist. You know, he says the unions are thuggish. You know, we saw peaceful protests in Wisconsin, in Ohio. I don't know where the thuggishness is. But clearly, he wants to, Rove is trying to, you know, put unions on the defensive, get other Republican governors to be willing to, you know, stand up to unions. He wants to give them a backbone transplant, so to speak. But it's interesting, in many ways, I think what's happened in Wisconsin with Governor Scott Walker and Ohio with Governor John Kasich is it's won a lot of sympathy for the unions. I think a lot of people feel that these Republican governors are trying to wrest away these, you know, rights that many workers have had. And, you know, everyone knows, has friends who are teachers or firefighters or cops or sanitation workers or accountants for the government. And they, you know, they sympathize with these people, and they feel, wow, these Republican governors were taking away these rights. And I think that's one reason why this new Gallup poll shows public sentiment swinging strongly in favor of the unions and against the union and against the governors in these fights in Wisconsin and Ohio and Maine and New Hampshire and other states.
Well, then you have Jonathan Chait writing in the New Republic at that Rove's column, which again says that Walker is becoming more popular, which polls show isn't true, is an attempt to fortify other Republican leaders who might be scared of setting off on the same path. But just briefly, we only have about a minute here, it doesn't seem like other Republicans are scared off. I mean, there's, as you said, there's legislation in just about every state.
Well, there is legislation in every state, Robin, because there are many very conservative anti-union, you know, lawmakers in every state house and assembly, and they're more than happy to, you know, tee up some bills. Now, will governors, you know, sign them? That's another question. I think, you know, the governor of there's a Republican governor of Pennsylvania who's not in any rush to do any of this. I think the Republican governor of Michigan might hesitate after seeing what's happened nearby in Wisconsin and Ohio. But, you know, it's really unclear how things are going to play out. The Republicans say they have the momentum, but the unions say, look at these huge demonstrations today. It shows that we have the public backing.
Stephen Greenhouse, labor and workplace reporter for The New York Times. His book, again, The Big Squeeze, Tough Times for the American Worker. Stephen, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Robin.